Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today, and I am very excited to welcome the comptroller for the city of St. Louis, Donna Berenger, to the radio program. Donna, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm very good. I don't think, yes, I have talked. I started to say, have I talked to you since you won? Yes, you were at my campaign kickoff. So yes, I did talk to you. And I really appreciate you coming out. I know you have a big event going on tonight. And I'm looking forward to coming down and seeing you when we get off the radio here. I wanted to check in with you. Sue and I were just talking in between during the break here about you coming up and excited to kind of hear of, we know what you thought the Office of Comptroller was when you were running, but we were both curious, what was the reality of the Comptroller's office, the state, I should say, of the office when you walked in? Was it what you thought or was it something that surprised you?
I would have to say it was, I was expecting it, but I wasn't expecting it to be so overwhelming, if that makes sense.
I could see that. Overwhelming in what respect?
In the way of the lack of technology that was being used, not having internet in the office. And then the next thing was getting ready to roll out another month, which is what's called contract modules. And it's going to make it so we don't hand sign papers and contracts anymore. So when I got there, there were stacks almost as tall as I am, which isn't very tall because I'm only 5'2". But there were stacks that tall of contracts. I had to hand sign every one of them. And we're talking about it would take at least an hour to get through them.
Wow.
Did you say there was no internet in the office, or were you just meaning there was no e-signing?
Internet.
Wow.
Well, Donna.
How did your office not have internet?
I don't know, but there were some really great electricians who were there that were putting it in on the day I was sworn in.
Wow and wow. Wow.
I would love to hear the story behind, and I'm sure it'll come out at some time, but I'd love to know the story behind of why they didn't put internet in until you showed up. I'm sure there's a really good story to find out about that. Hey, explain to folks who may not be familiar the interesting setup with the comptroller, the mayor, and the president of the Board of Aldermen and how that relationship works in running the city of St. Louis.
Well, that's called the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. And you'll hear people say, oh, we have an E&A meeting. And anything that is contractual and has money tied to it has to be voted on through the three members, which is the mayor, the comptroller, and the president of the Board of Aldermen. And so you have to have at least two of the three to vote in favor or not in favor, depending on which way you're leaning. And then it goes back. So it is where everything starts, including the budget. And so it's a very powerful, I call it the trilogy, because it impacts every aspect, whether it was the RAMS money, the ARPA funds, or it's contracts, big contracts with the city. So that's what I tell people. I said it plays a very powerful function.
Yeah, there was an awful lot that is the power that sits in your office, and I've heard an awful lot of people talk about, they're excited that Kara Spencer won as the new mayor, but they're even more excited that you won as comptroller, because the two of you could really bring some substantial change to the city of St. Louis. How has that worked so far in your relationship and working with the new mayor?
Well, I have to tell you that the tornado really put us all right out front as to our personality and how we approach things.
I can imagine.
And I told people, yeah, there were points where I would say to the mayor, you have got to go home and get some sleep, because she refused to eat or sleep. She was nonstop out there. She's done everything possible. Look, she went to Jeff City. She got $100 million. I said, on my end, what I did was that I said we need to do emergency work orders through what's called DocuSign, right? Online.
Yeah.
And I did that because I wanted to make sure that if we needed to buy chainsaws, if we needed to do the contracts to get people in to come and take the trees down or move the trees, that it didn't matter if it was 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, but I could just literally get on my phone and I could DocuSign so we could make sure we could get the contractors in there to help the people.
So how has the cleanup gone so far? I mean, it's just a monumental task, obviously, that you both walked into pretty much as soon as you got in office.
Yes. I have to say, once again, I could not be prouder of everyone, whether it's, you know, the streets department, whether it's the volunteers, the Urban League, the mayor, the president of the Board of Aldermen, everyone has stepped up. An unfortunate situation has brought us all into unity, because we all have put this as the forefront, and the people of North City have been at the forefront. And that, to me, is unbelievable. Everyone, whether it's corporations, you know, the governor, the senators, everyone has stepped up to the plate, and it's just been unbelievable to see everyone cares, and you can't question that at all.
I will tell you, last month was the first month at East West Gateway that the new mayor joined us, and around the table from around the region, everyone gave her a round of applause for the great job that she has done in responding to the tornado, because like you said, she's been there. And when some things didn't happen right, she didn't run away from it. She stood there and she said, look, this was a failure. This is going to get fixed. I accept full responsibility for this, and this is how we're going to move forward. And I think that really speaks a lot to her character, and to what you're talking about is it's standing there and really addressing the problem.
Yes, and I feel the same way. If I make a mistake, I'm going to own it. If I see a problem, I'm going to fix it, not just fix it like a Band-Aid, as in so it doesn't happen again. And that's, I think, what we're all thinking. And that makes a big difference on how you run a government.
Yes.
Well, obviously, you walked into this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And then the tornado happened shortly after you got there. You probably haven't had a lot of time to look at long term what you want to do over the course of your first term in office. But where do you sit right now on what you want to accomplish, and how do you think that's going to move forward?
So I had said when I was running for this office that there were two things that were very important to me, near and dear to me, and one is the airport. And we're looking at having to, you know, at least have $2 billion to build a state-of-the-art one airport. And I want that to happen. That will help our region grow. That helps us phenomenally. So I'm on the airport commission, and I'm looking at other airports. I'm finding out, you know, the return on investment. You know, we have...
Oop, I think we lost you. Did we
do that? And
we lost
going
you.
To. We are going to.
We lost you there for just a second. You were looking at other airports is the last thing I heard from you.
Okay. Yes. I've been looking at other airports to see how they, when they redid their airports, what were their best practices? What were the mistakes they made that they've learned from that we won't make, and find out how do we build the best airport for the city of St. Louis and make sure I'm there at the table. And make sure I'm trying to get help, whether it's in D.C. or in Jefferson City, if we need the funding help. But that's number one. The other thing is getting tourists and conferences to come to downtown St. Louis. In order to do that, we're about to build on 7th Street a pedestrian-only road that will take you all the way to Ballpark Village. And that will make it safe, because when you have, like if you look at Nashville, Broadway is their street. When you go to NOLA, it's Bourbon Street. You have an area that is very geared towards tourism and conferences, and that's what St. Louis needs to look at when they're looking at downtown St. Louis, because that's a designated stream of revenue and taxes that it generates.
I haven't heard anything about that street. That is news to me. What is...
Yeah, the Cardinals are doing that, believe
okay.
it or not. That's, the Cardinals are doing it. So they're making it so if you were at... you were at the convention center, you could walk from the convention center straight to the ballpark, and it's a solid street that will not have cars on it anymore. It'll be walkable. Yeah. And I said, anything I can do to fast track that, let me know, because this is important, and I'm very, you know, I'm excited that the Cardinals are doing this.
Well, if they're doing that, Donna, and I know that this really doesn't relate particularly to your office, but police, hello, safety. Do you think it's a possibility? Will she hire more police officers? Because that's a huge concern.
It is. And what I'm hoping, and, you know, as you mentioned, when you went into your meeting, people were applauding. I feel there's a new aura around the city of St. Louis. I feel people feel things are going to get better. So instead of being more negative, I think we're having more positive. And that positive attracts people. And it'll keep, instead of someone saying, oh, I wouldn't want to live in a city, or I wouldn't want to do this, it's more about, wow, I see some changes, I see a difference, I want to be a part of that feeling. And I think that'll help in recruiting police officers. And then I also, you know, this is already found and is proven. The more eyes there are, the less crime happens. So if you have nobody on your downtown streets, then you're more likely to have crime. If your downtown streets are full of people, you won't have the crime because you have too many witnesses.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, I know I was having a conversation with one of your young officers the other day, and I was asking about, you know, the state takeover of the police department, and asking how did they feel about that. And he said that his sense in talking to his fellow officers is there is a real sense of optimism, like what you're talking about.
Good.
Within the officers themselves, they really feel like they are going to be empowered to do their job and to really enforce safety. So it seems to be the spirit that you're talking about within the city itself is really starting to take hold, and hopefully is going to show some promise here soon.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, and people are feeling it, and so we just need to keep on that wave and that feeling and things. I just know they're going to turn around. I have nothing but positive, and I see a great future for the city.
So, what do you think that we could do as a region to do the most to help the city right now? How could the region be the most helpful to the city?
Well, number one, I love the fact that people are on social media showing all the volunteering, reaching out, helping the people who have lost almost everything from the tornado, posting positive things. I love seeing the pictures that people are posting of great things in the past that have happened, you know, in St. Louis. So I tell people, I said, just keep that vibe going. Just keep the vibe going. And everything else will fall into place. It really will. because if everyone's saying, wow, that's really cool, or I can't believe you did that, it just, it oozes out into everything. It really does. It just overflows.
Well, I know you're busy, so I appreciate you making some time and talking with us, and I look forward to seeing you later on this evening, and best of luck. I know there's an awful lot of people that are pulling for you. They're pulling for the new mayor because as a region, I was just in a meeting in St. Charles County earlier this week. And as a region, we are all holding a good thought for the city because we know as the city goes, so goes our region. And we need the city to be as successful as you and the new mayor are hoping it's going to be. So we wish you the very best and we're all pulling for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
That is Donna Barringer. She is the comptroller for the city of St. Louis. I'm cautiously optimistic. Sue, how's
same,
that?
Same. Exact same.
I think we're all kind of at that point where we need things to go well in the city because we need things to go well in the region.
Yep.
I was in a meeting earlier, like I was kind of talking about, where people were talking about the fact that, and this was with folks from around the state who were in the meeting, and everybody from around the state was talking about, we recognize, even though we don't like it, as goes the St. Louis region, so goes the state of Missouri. And Mike yep. Kehoe right now, as a matter of fact, is in France. And he is on a trade mission in Europe, specifically in France, trying to get some trade deals going on through the state of Missouri and to French and to Europe as a whole. So hopefully we're going to see an expanded economy and things continue to go well. But obviously, to get people to look at investing in the city of St. Louis or in the St. Louis region as a whole, we've got to have a good story going on in the city of St. Louis. So if you're streaming right now, you can see that poster that's right behind my head that says support our St. Louis tornado victims. And I think Donna really talked about the fact of you've seen some really great outreach of people, and you see it a lot in the St. Louis area. Whenever a tragedy hits here, we've got a lot of folks who just step up, they go the extra mile, and they really do things to help those who are in need.
Yes.
So we appreciate Donna's time. We are going to talk with the Missouri Treasurer, Vivek Malik, a little bit later on this hour. I got the opportunity to talk with him this weekend. There is an awful lot of money and property that he is holding on to that he wants to give to you. That's right. There's unclaimed property, there's unclaimed money, and he would like to help you get yours back. We'll talk to him a little bit later on this hour. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.